Also das sehen nicht, was aber ich jetzt geschlagen habe, weil mir heute mir sagt, dass er wenn darf ein Wav.
Nach meinem Namen Rav, Rav, und Namen Rav said, if there are two Chatzeres with three row houses lined up between them, each house at the end opening to one of the Chatzeres. And each Chatzer has other houses there as well, so that an Erev is needed, the people of one Chatzer may walk through the first house on their side and place the Erev in the middle house, thereby giving the first house the status of a gatehouse, which need not join the Erev, and the people of the other Chatzer can do the same on their side. The result would be that the first house on each side need not contribute to the Erev, because they're each a gatehouse. And the middle house also doesn't need to contribute to the Erev, because it's the house in which the Erev is placed in, which never needs to contribute to the Erev. Rachba tested the Rabbanim with the following case. If two Chatzeres had two houses that are attached in between them, and the people of each Chatzer bypassed the first house on their side and placed their Erev into the second house, would that be an effective placing of the Erev? Can the first house of each Chatzer, which is the second house of the opposite Chatzer, be considered a gatehouse for the adjoining Chatzer, and at the same time be considered a house for the other Chatzer? The Rabbanim answered that the placement of the Erev in this way makes the Erev ineffective, because if it's considered a gatehouse, placing an Erev in a gatehouse is ineffective. If it's considered a house, then the first house has never joined the Erev, and the Erev can therefore not be carried. And the Erev can therefore not be carried through that house. Why is this different than the case of Rabbah? Rabbah said, if one person's Erev Truman was put in place Friday afternoon and was destroyed Bein HaShemoshes, and another person's Erev was placed during Bein HaShemoshes and was intact until after nightfall, but both Erevin are effective. If Bein HaShemoshes is considered day for one, how can it be considered night for the other, for everyone else? That's what Rabbah said. So how is this different? Rabbah said, with regard to Bein HaShemoshes, it's possible that one part is considered day and another is night, and therefore treating it as such will not lead people to making fun of the Halachas of Rabbanon. However, if we treat one structure as a house for one person and as a gatehouse for another person, it will lead to ridicule, so therefore it cannot be done. Hadnalach, Perek, Hador. Perek Chaloin, Perek Shvi. Zakta Mishm Siyata Dishmai, if two Chatzeres are separated by a wall which has a window that's 4x4 Tvachim and is within 10 Tvachim to the ground, they have the choice of each Chatzer making their own Erev or joining it to a joint Erev. If the window is smaller than 4x4 or higher than 10 Tvachim off the ground, they must make separate Eruvin and cannot join. Zakta Gemara, Fekti Gemara, by stating that a window less than 4x4 is not considered to be an opening, our Mishnah seems to be following Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says the Halacha of Lavud applies to anything less than 4x4 Tvachim. Mar says, even the Rabbanan agree that an opening is not considered to be an opening if it's less than 4x4. It's only regarding Lovud that they argue and say that a space of even 3 Tvachim is not considered to be closed. Mishnah said, Pachas Me'arba'a V'chulu. For that, the Mishnah already said that if it's 4x4 and below 10 Tvachim, it can join the Chatzeres. Why does Mishnah need to say the negative as well? My answer is it's teaching us that it's only a problem if the entire window is above 10 Tvachim. However, if even a part of the window is within 10 Tvachim to the ground, it will serve to connect the Chatzeres. And said, if the window between the Chatzeres is round, in order to connect the Chatzeres, it must have a circumference of 24 Tvachim, which is with the lower 2 plus Tvachim sitting within 10 Tvachim to the ground, so that if we drew a square of 4x4 inside the circle, part of the square would be within 10 Tvachim to the ground. A circle circumference is 3 times its diameter. If so, for the circle to have a diameter of 4 Tvachim, the circumference only needs to be 12 Tvachim. Mara says a 3-to-1 ratio is true for a circle. We need to end up with a square that's 4x4. That's why a larger circumference is needed. A perimeter of a square encompassing a circle is 1/4 greater than the circumference of the circle. If so, the circumference of the circle only needs to be 16 Tvachim, not 24, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Mara said that formula works when you're encompassing a circle in a square. We need the 4x4 square by us to be encompassed within the circle. Therefore, the circumference needs to be larger. Fakhtamar, the diagonal of a square is 1.4 times its side. Therefore, the diagonal of this square is 5.6 Tvachim, which is the diameter of the circle that's enclosing it. Based on the 3-to-1 ratio, the circumference of the circle will only need to be 16.8 Tvachim. Mar says, Rabbi Yochanan based his measurement on the formula of the Rabbanan that the circumference of a circle encompassing a square is 1.5 times the perimeter of the square, meaning 16 times 1.5 is 24. You have to Tosfos. How is it possible? We'll discuss how it is possible that the Rabbanan made such an erroneous mathematical calculation. The Mishnah said, "Pachas me'arba'a arba'a v'chulu." Rav Nachman said the only time a window needs to be within 10 Tvachim to the ground is when it's joining two Chatzeres. However, a window between two houses would join the two houses even if it was above 10 Tvachim. This is so because we view the house as if it's full of things, so that the window is within 10 Tvachim to the ground. Rav asked Rav Nachman, a Braisa says, a window between Chatzeres, between two houses, between two attics, between two roofs, or between two rooms are all the same in that they must be 4x4 within 10 Tvachim to the ground. The Gemara says, the halacha regarding being within 10 Tvachim to the ground only applies to the window between two Chatzeres. The Braisa says, they are all the same. Where the Gemara says that was said in regard to the 4x4 requirement.
Rabbi Abba, yes, Rav Nachman, if a ground floor and an attic are owned by different people and there's an opening in the floor of the attic, does there need to be a permanent ladder in place to access that opening in order to join the floors? Do we say that we view a house as filled with things only with regard to reaching heights on a wall? Or do we say so even for the opening that's in the ceiling? Rav Nachman said no permanent ladder is needed. Rabbi Abba thought this meant that a temporary ladder would be necessary. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Newman, and Rav Nachman said that no ladder at all is needed.